Al, they made a television adaptation of the Yakuza series.
They did.
What could go wrong?
Turns out several things.
Oh, yeah. It does turn out that some things can and will go wrong, it turns out. Hoofa, and I mean this with all sincerity, doofa.
Times two.
Yes. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady
Hello.
This is episode 411, so we're going to give you the 411 on Like a Dragon Yakuza, the Amazon adaptation of the first game in the series, and then hopefully they don't make any more of this.
Yeah, hopefully they don't make any more. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure they set it up that they could if they wanted to, but I guess it'll depend on how it does.
Yeah, that's true. This is not the first time they've done a live action adaptation of the Yakuza series. They did that film, which we watched back in 2021.
Wow.
Which was a weird but, you know, fun time.
I liked it better than this.
You're not wrong. I mean, it is better than this. It at least understands the source material.
Yeah. And it still, like, maintains some of the goofiness of the series that, like, is needed. Like, I know we'll talk about everything in a little bit, but the one film... Like, there's a part where Majima, like, looks around the corner and he says, like, I see you, but he's looking with the eye patch.
Yep.
And, like, that's funny. That's something Majima would totally do. 1,000%.
It's very good.
It's so funny. But, like, this show has, like, none of that. At all.
Nah.
Wait.
Just a whole lot of just very serious and just like them just doing whatever they wanted to do with these characters and everything.
Yeah, and a lot of them were very out of character.
Yeah. Yeah. Six episodes is what we get here. Run around like 45 to an hour a piece. I think the thing that I took away from this is that, like, if you, like, stripped away all of the stuff from Yakuza, in terms of, like, just, like, characters and all that sort of stuff, and this was just, like, a regular...
crime drama?
Just a crime drama that had no ties to any of the games or anything like that. It was just its own original thing. I think it would be fine.
Yeah.
But...
I wouldn't like it, but it'd be okay.
But when you attach it to something like this and... a series that has such weight to it, especially in terms of like how fans look at it and everything, like you kind of have to get it right in a lot of ways. And I don't know if they really got it right in a lot of ways.
No, they did not.
Which is unfortunate because I feel like this is such a thing that you could easily do and like make fun and interesting to watch. But then they just like, you know, didn't do that.
Right.
What a bummer.
Yeah, big time.
Bummer, 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 bummer. I think one of the big things that I thought was kind of weird about the show was like they mix in timelines. It's very much a show that goes back and forth between the present of 2005 and then like the past of 1995 where things go down and everything, but all the 1995 things take so long, and it takes so long to get to the fact that Kiryu takes the fall for Dojima dying by Nishiki's hand. It's like, I don't know why you had to wait till like the last episode to show that that was the thing that happened.
Right.
And especially like with the idea of just like, you know, if you're coming in, a lot of people who are going to watch this are going to come into it knowing the games.
Right.
So I don't think you really need to, like, stretch that out as long as they did. And also, just, like, a lot of the earlier stuff felt very weird and out of place, and like the adding of additional characters that weren't from the games that were just kind of fodder for them to be like, let's kill off characters here and there if we need to. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, they don't exist in the game, so we can just kill them off. Yay.
Yay. Or like, let's kill off this person instead of this person who actually dies because we want to keep this person around. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Very, very bizarre.
Just doesn't have any of the like charm of the series, but also like, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the characters just feel like they're completely out of character. Like, that ain't my Haruka. Who the hell is this? Who is that kid?
Just a
there's
kid.
Only one. There's one thing in the entire series she does that I was like, "Oh, that's very Haruka like." But everything else, I'm just like, "Huh? That's just a kid. I don't know you." But even like Kiryu's out of character like 90% of the time. It's very, very weird. Also, 0 out of 10. There was no blood slicking back of the hair.
I was very disappointed by that. I guess it's also one of the things where like the cast of the show was told, hey, don't play the games because they want to do their own thing. And I feel like anytime an adaptation goes in like that direction, it just never works out.
Right.
Like, I don't know, like there's probably maybe like a very, very few in terms of like the overall scope of adaptations in general, but like anytime you hear people being like, yeah, we didn't really look at the source material, or we just kind of wanted to do our own thing with it. It never works out.
No.
And it's like, this isn't like a new thing. Like, we've been doing adaptations of shit for centuries at this point.
Yep. Yep. Like,
people understand this. And yet we still get things like this where it's like, oh, we didn't really want it. We want to do our own thing. It's like, that's, you're, no.
So I want to tell you something that I feel like this is kind of important to note.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched the final episode in the dub because I was just so done with the show that I was just like, you know what? I want to see how the dub is. I want to see how these characters did.
Right.
It's very, very obvious to me that at the very least, Alex Lee, like, he did his homework.
Right. I mean, I'd expect as much. Like,
well, yeah. But I mean, he even said on Twitter, he's like, I took a lot of inspiration from two different things here. One was the original Japanese voice actor, like, obviously. Mm-hmm. Actually, he said three different things. He said the actor for the TV show was the first one that he tried to, like, do some of the, like, matching for the 1995 version of him.
Mm-hmm.
But then for the 2005 version of him, he went for original Japanese voice actor, but also mixed in the, like, Daryl or whatever his name was, the original English voice actor.
Right.
He's like, I tried to do a mix between the two of those to try and, like, capture who I feel like Kiryu is.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, like, imagine so.
He should have been Kiryu in the 8.
Yeah.
My God, did he do a good job. But, like, that's what happens when you have somebody who actually like cares about the material and tries to do like some homework on what's going on. Like, obviously he's doing voice actor or voiceover for like a show that's not very good, but like he at least understands what the character's supposed to be and tries to be that. And like same thing, you know, you've got Matt Mercer in there as Majima, and like Majima has like three lines in the final episode, but he's still did a great job.
Yeah, and like I think if you were like, if you didn't care about this, you wouldn't get like people like, you wouldn't get Matt Mercer to reprise his role as Majima in the dub of this
for like four lines. No, you absolutely wouldn't. And I mean, like, JYB did an incredible job as Nishiki, like super good. Although he does kind of lean into like Adachi sometimes. It's like, oh, hey, I recognize that. I recognize that tone of voice. And then oh shoot, the gal who does why am I blanking on both names now?
Are you talking about Xanthi Wen?
Yes. She was Yumi, and she also like did a great job. But again, these are people. Kaji Tang's in this. These are people who are very familiar with the series, and they're like, I mean, they've all been in the series, every single one of them.
It feels kind of weird that like they would do such a like a departure from the series, but then for this side of it, for the English stuff, which they knew they were going to do because like, you know, they've been promoting the show for both the Japanese and English audiences, like you would get people who actually understand the series in a way that like the other cast, like I don't want to fault the other like the live action cast as well. I think there are good performances here. It's just they are stuck with a lot of bad material.
Yeah, they really are. And again, a lot of that is just mischaracterization. And just bad writing and bad pacing. I think the pacing is really what wrecks it.
Yeah, it's
Like,
all the back and forth between the
ugh.
timelines just doesn't really mesh well. Like, I think if you wanted to do this, you would just like do all the 95 stuff, and then like the last three episodes would be all the 2005 stuff. I think that's the way you would make it more make it would make things make more sense. But just like the back and forth is too whiplashy in a way, and like you just it feels like there's like too many things going on at the same time, and just never really works in the way that I think they wanted to. Yeah, like you said, there's so many weird characterization issues in here where like I
I
don't
cure you wanting to be the dragon of those,
that's
like,
immediately like
what?
10 minutes into the first episode, you just gotta be like, ah, okay, all right. Throw your
Why
hands up and be
do
like, all right,
you,
whatever.
what do you mean he wants to do that? Like he wants the record. No, he doesn't.
I think the problem with like the Kiryu in this series is that like he's not as like empathetic as you would want him to be as he is in the games. Like he's just kind of just a dude who, you know, is just there and you know, he can get into fights and everything, but just also a lot of it just him just doesn't really want to be there.
Yeah, he really doesn't. And like when he is there and when he chooses to be there, he has like a really bad self-sacrificial streak. Which also doesn't exist in the show. Which is very weird. Like they completely missed who Kiryu is.
Nishiki, I think, is fine. I think the problem with his character is that they don't really do a good job of explaining the beef he has with Kiryu in 2005.
And the inferiority complex
And
is
yeah,
entirely
and
gone.
all of that's gone, and then like the whole subplot with like the serial killer stuff is just really dumb
It's
and
really
super
goofy.
unneeded. So that stuff isn't great. I think Majima could have been okay in this. Like I think the dude who plays him does a pretty good job of like portraying the way Majima is, but a lot of it is also weird because like it undercuts a lot of the characterization that's in Zero, which probably they weren't even looking at that to begin with, most likely. But also, he's a bit character in this, and like that's not at all what is the story. So
No,
all that makes
it's
no
so
sense.
weird. Like he is legit just like maybe at most has like 10 minutes of screen time across six episodes at most. Like he literally in the final episode shows up, fights for like maybe 30 seconds, gets arrested, and is like, Kiryu, let's do this again.
All right, see you
And then
later.
that's it. That's all he does. Like they even make a big deal out of being like, you should call him Majima. He's good at this kind of stuff. But then like he's barely there. What is happening?
Also, they gave Saejima
But
the worst wig ever and then killed him off in 10 seconds. It's like, what are we even doing here?
where and he's a tiny man.
He's a super tiny man. I think that was another thing that like when they initially showed off like the dude playing Kiryu, I was like, that guy is kind of scrawny.
Yeah, he's pretty
And
drawn.
like look, I'm not telling these guys to go f get on the juice or anything to bulk up.
No,
but like,
no.
You could have hired some people who look like they're just like beefy dudes to play these guys. I mean, come on.
They exist.
Yeah, a lot of these dudes are just kind of scrawny looking.
I mean, like, the Yakuza series has a pretty, like, strong connection with, like, pro wrestling.
Correct.
So, like, even for, like, Saijima, you could have gotten somebody that's, like, big enough, especially since it's, like, a tiny, tiny role in this series. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have been a fun cameo.
Give him at least a better wig as well.
Give him a better... My God, what was that wig? It was, so like, from bad. Party City or something. And then he died.
To be fair, I think they obviously could have, like, done something in terms of, like, getting pro wrestlers. There is a time when, like, they're showing off, like, the Underground Coliseum fights. One of the referees for that fight, for those fights, is a referee from DDT Pro Wrestling.
No.
So, obviously, they are getting, like, people like that into the show. Like, you could have easily picked up some other dudes along the way, like, that at least looked like beefy dudes, so...
Right. It's weird. Like, with Nishiki, it's fine. Like, he doesn't have to be beefy, because Nishiki isn't.
No.
Like, I feel like the guy that they got here fit him fine.
Majima doesn't really need to be.
Majima doesn't need to be beefy, but, like, Kiryu and Saijima definitely need to be beefy, mm-hmm. and neither of them were.
Mm-hmm.
It was very upsetting.
Yeah. Yumi's character is just all over the place.
And oh my God.
Very weird.
Very weird. Also, yay, romance subplot for like 10
seconds. And just like, what?
What is this?
So it's so just out of nowhere, especially because the whole time there's like, we're family.
Family.
And then it's like, you want to make out? And they're like, no.
What? Nishiki's even like, do you have feelings for him?
You're like, huh?
It was very weird. Like, I understand that, like, Yumi's obviously the love interest in the games.
Right.
Sure. And I was like, oh, cool, they're going to expand on her. That's neat, because she definitely needs expanding on.
Nope.
They didn't do that.
Nope.
And we still got a weird romance subplot. But also, like, it had no impact whatsoever on anything.
Yeah.
Like, it happened and it was done and then it was never brought up again.
Yeah. And then just, like, making her have a sister that ends up being Haruka's actual mom.
Yeah.
That was completely necessary. And then even, like, Haruka in general is a complete nothing character. Like, she's just there to be kidnapping plot at near the end of the show, and like, she has nothing to do with Kiryu or Yumi or anything, really.
No, and she's such a brat. It's weird.
Such a mess.
Like, how is there zero bonding with her and Kiryu? Like, they barely even interact.
I don't know.
What is happening there? Why?
Kazuma's weird.
Yumi is no longer her mama. Kazuma is weird, and also, like, the whole nobody ever saw him shirtless the whole time that they were living there as
so
orphans.
Dumb.
Like, excuse me?
And then, like, all hating him as, like, when they were orphans as well. It's like, what?
That's how the show starts, with him being like, man, we hate this guy. I'm like, huh? Like, I hate that guy. I'm supposed to hate that guy, but you guys are supposed to like him. I don't get it. Like, yeah, he sucks. Obviously, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we know that. They don't know that. Like, he was their father figure. But in this, they hate him. And, like, all he's doing is watering some flowers.
Yeah. I think, as well, it's kind of weird that they try and do their best to make some of these characters look like their game counterparts, like with Kiryu and Nishiki, and even like Majima to an extent. But then you get characters like Kazuma, who looks completely different. Date looks completely different. Mm-hmm. And like Dojima looks very, very different than everything. It's like, I don't understand why you would do so much work to make like these characters look like the game counterparts and then just not care about these other characters.
Can we talk about Date for a second? Because I forgot to even bring him up.
He's not good.
He's not good. Who is this Date?
That's
This ain't
not
my
my
Date.
Date. That's not Goofy.
No,
Look.
it's not goofy. Will never not be funny to me. But I mean, he's just kind of like a d and doesn't really do anything. I'm like, who are you? What? And like the florist is like a corrupt cop.
It's very weird.
Like, huh? And they even tried to make him like look kind of like the character with like the shirtless,
Yeah, again.
like,
What are we doing?
why? What are we doing? There's not a single weird trench coat on Date this whole thing. And then
No.
the florist gets that.
It's unfortunate. The whole like rebranding of Serena as well and like
Oh,
Reyna,
why? Why?
all of that felt very just bizarre and unneeded. Also, okay, here we go. Here's some things that we need to talk about. Things that are in Yakuza 1 that we all know and love that are not in this that could have been in this. Where are my boys from Stardust?
Where are my boys from Stardust?
Where are the boys at?
Where are the boys at?
Where's Kashiwagi?
Man.
What else? What else we got here? Where's the one dude that runs around with Kiryu in this game that dies? I
All
forget his
right.
name. But that guy's not here at all.
No.
Where's Lao Ka Long?
Where?
I mean, to be fair, I'm kind of okay with them like getting rid of like the Jingu plot point of like him marrying Yumi and all that sort of stuff, and that like that's fine. I could get rid of that. Where's Terada? Like, there's so many like big characters that you could have done things with in this, and there's like, nah. Let's not.
It's so weird.
That's the thing about this show, is it's very weird.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, something else that I want to bring up that I forgot to bring up. The redesign of Millennium Tower, but also like the Millennium Tower basically being a nothing thing in this game, or in this, I can't even say what it is, TV show. One, why did they go with that design?
It's awful.
It's terrible. But like the Millennium Tower is basically its own character.
Yeah.
And like it was nothing in this game.
The only thing the Millennium Tower is useful for is just
This
looming
show
in the background and looking awful, and also that
looking like a weirdo.
for Nishiki to have like the worst designed office in the world.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's just terrible. Like, and the whole thing is like, hey, the 10 million yen is going to get redistributed at the end when it gets blown out of the Millennium Tower, and that doesn't happen.
No.
It just gets taken back by the Omi. It's like, what are you
It
doing?
What are you doing in a van?
Down by the river.
So like that cuts out like so much of the plot at this point for future things if they just got rid of that. Oops.
Like, I get it. Like, obviously, like, look, they came out and said, hey, we're not doing a one-to-one adaptation. Okay, cool.
Right.
Understand
I
that.
get that. I get that. There
But
are things that can be cut. That's
man,
fine.
like, how do you just like do this and like you wrap all this up and you look at it and you're like, we did it. Pat ourselves on the back, we did it. And not think like, man, people are gonna hate this.
Right. It just, I don't understand. It is. Also, the musical choices.
Yes, there's some very interesting musical choices that they use in this. Like let's do a montage with all the kids like, you know, get going out into Kamurocho set to Mr. Blue Sky for some reason.
Why was that there?
I was
What
just
was
watching and it's
that?
like, what? Huh?
What was
What?
that?
And then, of course, we get another cover of a cover of Mad World.
Oh God, that cover was bad.
You know how they talk about people like, oh, if I got a time machine, I'd go back and do this. I'm getting into
Yeah.
a time machine and going back to 2000 and telling Gary Jules never to cover Mad World. Just nipping this in the bud.
Then we don't have to deal with it like this for the rest of our
No
lives.
more, no slowed down covers.
Oh my God. I think I watched it before
You
you.
did, and then you were like, oh, you gotta see the opening of this episode. And I was just like, huh? And like, I didn't even
Oh,
hear it at
brother.
first until like later on when it's when like the vocals kicked in. And I was like, you gotta be f-ing me. Like, who thought this was a good idea?
Like, oh man, their mom is just walking into a lake to off herself. Let's play Mad World.
Around me are familiar faces.
And they play it twice.
What are we doing? Come
What
on.
are we doing?
Like, no one. Okay. If anyone is watching this, they're going to hear that song and not think, wow, this is such a sad moment. They're going to just like, this is incredibly dumb. Why are they playing this song? And just laugh
Right,
at it.
why?
Ah.
Ah. I why? Why?
I would also say I think like the combat, like the fight scenes in this didn't really look that great either. Like I don't
Right.
think they were choreographed that well. And there was definitely moments like there's a I think it's the fight where Kiryu has with the guy he's supposed to like lose to, and he does like all the kicky stuff. There
Yes.
are definitely moments in that fight where like the dude who Kiryu's fighting does like a spin kick. And you can clearly tell in the show where it misses Kiryu entirely, and then there's a very quick cut to where you're like, oh, impact. And I was like, ooh, that's I don't know if you'd want to keep that in the shot or in this show that well. Like that's a very obvious cut to like, oh, that guy missed, obviously, because you're obviously not gonna be kicking people in fight choreography, but like and then you're
Right.
cutting it to make it look like, oh, he definitely hit him, even though there's clearly frames in there where you can see he clearly whiffs entirely.
I didn't even notice that.
I was like, oh.
There was not a single bike
No.
thrown into a person, but there was also like very little street fighting. It was all just like underground fights. Like, I don't understand why there was so little street fighting. Because that's kind of what they do in Yakuza. So you fight on the streets. People yell at Kiryu, and he's like, "What?" And then they're like, "I'm gonna get you, punk!" And then he beats him up, and they're like, "Never mind, punk."
There's also not a lot of like sub-story stuff or any of like anything of that nature, which
Oh, nothing
again,
like that.
I wasn't really expecting there to be.
No, I wasn't
But
either.
even then, like I feel like you could have had at least something in there to like break up the monotony of like the super serious storytelling they were trying to do here.
Give some nods to the silliness of the series.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that I love about the series, that it does a great job of balancing like super serious crime drama stuff with like goofy ass and there was none of that.
Where is Bob the Clown giving you special items?
I mean, where was anything? I mean, like, I don't know. You could have had some kind of nod to, like, I don't know, have them like go bowling or something. Have them go play baseball
Go
at
to
the
an arcade.
batting.
Where's
Go to
the
an arcade.
batting cage?
Yeah, like that would have been a cool thing to have, like him and Ishiki go batting or something. Like,
Like one of the most
okay.
iconic things in these games is let's go to the batting cages and talk some stuff out or figure things out. Like, not
Yeah.
here. I think as well,
No.
like their portrayal of Kamurocho is a little weird in itself, in and of itself as well, because like they do a, I think, a decent job of portraying Theater Square. Like that's one of the main places you see in the show and everything, and like it's funny, like they have different movie posters up for when it's in 95 and in 2005.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump obviously there, but like outside of that, like you don't really see anything outside of like you see the gate and everything and the street going that way, But it's just like you get to see Theater Square and that, and that's it. Like nothing else is really represented, excuse me, in the show. And it like it does a very poor job of showing off this iconic place that is so ubiquitous with the Yakuza series. And even like they go to Osaka, where they presumably would be going to Dotonbori and everything, like mm-hmm. that, you barely see any of that or anything. It's just like
nothing.
What are we doing?
Yeah, it's weird. And like the way that they do Kamurocho feels very small.
Yeah.
Like I understand it's not a giant place, but like there's still a significant amount to Kamurocho. And like you said, we get like two places here and that's it. And like most of the series takes place like either at the weird cabaret arena or like their bathhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Or Theater Square / Millennium Tower.
The Tojo Clan headquarters.
Oh, right. That too. I forgot about that. Like there's just not a lot there. Which is disappointing.
Yeah, it's not what you, again, what you would expect.
Again, like I said with the Millennium Tower, like, Kamurocho in and of itself is its own character.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like it got lost.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that got lost in the making of this, for sure.
No, that's fair. I want to ask you one thing, though.
What's up?
So, the whole thing is that, like, Kiryu was supposed to do all these fights to be like Dragon of Dojima, blah 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 blah. And Nishiki wants him to throw mm-hmm. at the end so mm-hmm. that he can get money for his sister.
Right.
But he doesn't do it. He doesn't throw it.
Right.
Do you feel like that's what Kiryu would have done?
As in like he would have like stayed true and been like, no, we can't do this. I gotta win for honor or something of that nature.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Nishiki doesn't really tell him until like the after. Very last moment of like, this is why I want you to throw this fight.
Right.
So.
I mean, he actually tries to drug him to,
right.
to do it as opposed to just talking it out with him. But.
I think if Nishiki had come to Kiryu and like, hey, this is what they want me to do, and if they do this, they'll help me out. Which obviously it's not going to happen regardless, but
right.
I think if Nishiki had come up to him and said that, Kiryu would have been like, okay, yeah, I'll do that for sure.
Yeah, that's what I feel like too.
The way it's done in this, it's just like very haphazard again and just like chaotic in a way where he doesn't really have a decision to make
because mm-hmm.
he doesn't really know the full extent of it. But yeah, I think Game Kiryu would definitely be open to Nishiki's plan if he thought like it would help them, or he would be like look into it more to see if like things are actually like on the up and up with this and
right.
he's not getting taken advantage of. But also, you know, Game Kiryu and Game Nishiki would have been 10 years older at this point, so
true. I just feel like you have this man who gave up, what, 10 years of his life
mm-hmm.
to go to prison for murdering a guy to try and, like, save his friend.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't throw this fight.
Right.
Like, it just feels very, like, contradictory to me.
No, I get that.
So I just wanted your insight because I feel like you are a Yakuza expert.
I try.
I wanted to see how you felt about that whole thing. To mm-hmm. see like if you had a different perspective than I did on it.
No, I think that's a fair assumption.
Because again, like Kiryu is very like self-sacrificial and also just like done trademark. So like I don't see him being like, all right, well, I gotta do this for whatever reason, blah 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 blah. Like,
I want to be the Dragon of Dojima.
Oh my god. No eyeballs in that dragon, though.
Nope.
Ripperoni and pepperoni.
Also, here's the thing that also is bad about this show.
Okay.
Speaking of that,
Okay.
no one's ripping off their suits in one go and just revealing their cool tattoos.
Not a single shirt was thrown off in this entire series. Like, I understand you can't do it in the same way as the game, but you can rip a shirt off.
Exactly.
I actually brought that up with Fears when we were talking about this series. I was like, how did nobody rip a shirt off? How did nobody rip a shirt off? Like, that's the thing that when I see it on the screen, I'm like, yeah! Now we're doing things.
That's how you know about to get real.
Right. You're about to get some dudes beating the hell out of each other. And I'm here for it. And we got none of that. The only time that a shirt got taken off was when he was trying to like get blood to stop blooding.
Blood to stop blooding.
Yeah, that's no bueno. I was texting you because if I know, like, there is an explanation for it, but at one point, like, Nishiki just like summons a gun and shoots this grunt out of nowhere, and like, I get that he probably picked it up off of one of his dudes, but it's just so funny because like, one second he's holding a knife, the second it's like the next second it's a gun, he just da-da-da-da-da-da. Like can he transform his knives into guns? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, that's how that works. Knife gun.
I was just like, bro, where'd you get that? It was so funny. Yeah, the whole like demon subplot was stupid.
Super unneeded.
It was so unnecessary. And like, wow, who could have seen it coming? Who the demon was?
It's like the least interesting character they could have made the demon.
Yeah. Like, Nishiki with an inferiority complex is so much better than whatever this was. Garbo.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go listen to Mr. Blue Sky and do a montage.
Hey, I'm walking through the city. Yeah, I'm having a good time. Got my sunglasses on.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay! Let's laugh at each other because we're in the Yakuza
Ha
now.
ha
Woo! Nishiki almost lost a finger. Yay!
Woo.
Woo!
Oh, jeez.
Nishiki does have A plus fashion in the 1995 segments, though. Those shirts that he wears are pretty dumb. Pretty great. Anything else we can think of? I can't think of anything.
Not off the top of my head. I don't recommend this.
No, I don't recommend it either. Just watch the other movie. It's funnier.
Or just play the games, really.
Or just play the games. If you can't play them, watch them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't play them. I mean, I played
You played the ones
seven
that
and
you could
eight,
play.
but yeah, but like, you can watch somebody else play them and it's just as good. Highly recommend. But you're gonna get a lot more of a nuanced and fun story if you actually just play the games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a whole lot here that's really worthwhile or anything. Again, there are performances here that I think are good and like are enjoyable. It's just they are entrapped in this surrounding bad writing and bad storytelling that, is not of their fault or anything. It's just they're given what they're given. They gotta do with it what they can, essentially. But everything else surrounding it is just not fun, not a good time, not something that you look at and be like, yeah, this is something that I would think goes well with the overall franchise as a whole.
Right. Messy.
Messy, messy, messy. That's the way to look at it. But yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky Seasonal, AnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books on Shiny Moment, a critical analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early. Our monthly exclusive Patreon podcast is on there, and a wealth of bonus content as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we got to catch up with an old friend, as we'll see what our old pal Max Caulfield's been up to in the latest Life is Strange video game.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that next week.
Yes.